Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 601 and a quarter up a quarter. Soft December, 519 up 5.5. December corn, 353 up 4.75. March, 366.5 up 4.75. Go out to July, 382.75 up 4.75. November soybeans, 958.25, now a half, up 14.5, now 14. July, 988.25 up 12.25. December soybean meal, 336.70 up 7.30. December soybean oil, 31.70 unchanged. October live cattle, 168.60 up 70. October feeders are 240.40 down 35. And December lean hogs are 88.87.5. And they are down 27.5. Let's get those tractors starting. It's Tractor Wars here in our pledge drive for this fall. 217-244-9455, the number to call. And when you do, with your pledge of support, either mention Case or Deer, and we will put you in the drawing for a 1/16th scale. That's not the tiny one. That's the big mama. Toy tractor. You got to do it by getting on the phone and saying which you prefer. And right now, I have to be honest with you, Les.
All right, be honest.
The Deer is quite a bit ahead.
I don't know what's going on here. Our Case guys are going to have to get on the phone right now and make that call and make their pledge of support, but also mention Case.
Go green.
And can kind of, you know, even those things out a little bit. You know, and you certainly want to get into that drawing for a chance to win the toy tractor. As you said, it's the 1/16th scale, so it's the big size toy tractor. And these things are, you know, kind of expensive. I don't know if you've ever gone to Price Mart, but they're pretty pricey.
They're right up there.
So it's our privilege to be able to give these away. So get your name into that drawing. Also, we have a challenge going on right now from our ag friends who have put together the Fall Ag Fund Challenge. If we hear from at least 100 pledges this week, then mention Will Ag or Ag Services, or you can just mention Case or Deer. We know then that you are a supporter of Ag Services. We can add $5,250 to our pledge total. We want to thank the folks at Risk Management, Murray Wise and Associates, Ag and Investment Services, CBG Enterprises Incorporated, Global Commodity Analytics, just a few of the folks who have made this Ag Fund Challenge possible today.
And just to let you know how far that kind of money goes.
It goes a long way.
It will fund both the opening and mid-morning commodity market reports for a year. If this report is important to you, that you use it on a daily basis to help make marketing services with our stable of on-air regular analysts, including today we're going to talk to Wayne Nelson in just a minute or two. Now's the time to say yes and go to the phone at 217-244-9455 with your gift. Todd and I like the $120 level. That's 4 bits a day. And if you think about it, what can you buy for 4 bits that really, really makes a difference in your life? Well, this agriculture service does. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. On the phone now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
There is some enthusiasm in the marketplace today.
There is. We're seeing a little bit of a turn on Tuesday compared to how we ended the week and the downturn we had yesterday morning. A little enthusiasm for the way we were able to bounce back on the close yesterday and the way that the weather's still a little dry in South America. And, of course, we've got the little better report out of China on their economic status, and their little bit of stimulus seems to be working. So all those things put together, and we've got a little higher day when we thought that back to the field might give us a different result.
So are we in a position, it's Tuesday of the week, are we in a position then to go and challenge maybe last week's high before the week gets out?
Well, you know, we've got option expiration on Friday. We're not sure where some of the big funds have got their sitting on that, and we generally tend to drift towards some of the points that way, but it looks like the funds are going to be supporting this into option expiration.
At what point would you say, from a timing standpoint, that, yes, indeed, the market has turned sideways? We've seen harvest lows in corn and beans, and we're in a sideways range. And as long as we're in that sideways range, if it's predictable, we can make some money in it.
You know, it seems like we have reached the sideways range, but it's awfully hard to say we made, you know, that we're going to stay here for an extended period of time when we've got so much of the harvest left to go, and with all of the predictions of you know, transportation problems, you know, elevators filling up, things like that going on, to say that we can't have, you know, some movement or break out of this range. But for now, it does seem like we're range-bound, at least for the last few days. You know, the 330 to 360 on the corn, and probably the 930 to 980 on the beans, Dave. So we are in that short trading range.
And what would it take, let's say, from the November WASD and crop production numbers to push it hard one way or another? Because we all know the crop's big.
The crop is big, Dave, and the yields continue to come in, you know, very, very good, except, you know, in isolated areas, which we knew were there, where there'd been, you know, extra moisture, extra flooding during the time period, and, you know, the month of dryness in some smaller areas. But the numbers are big. They continue to be big. I think what it's going to take here along the way with the WASD like that is to, you know, up the usage for some reason. NAS seemed very comfortable in their numbers yesterday when they were talking about the acreage and the things that they looked at and didn't feel they'd be changing their acreage. So that advantage doesn't seem to be in the works that way along as we look at things. But, you know, right now I think it would just have to be increased usage.
So if you're a producer that has grain to market, and I don't know who hasn't because nobody predicted that this current crop would be this big, what are some of the strategies that are going to be popular going forward, do you think?
Well, I think that along the way that we've heard a lot of talk about, you know, buying a put and selling a call above the market and giving you sort of a range to work with like that. And I think as we get up towards you know, the upper levels of what we're on those limits, that's not a bad thing to look at to carry on and put something on that way. You know, we seem to be quieted down a lot on the Ebola scare. We seem to be sort of quieted down on the ISIS turmoil there. This crude oil down at the lows that we're seeing here is a little bit disturbing in some of the cases as far as what's really going to be out there for ethanol demand down the road if it continues to stay in the dumpster.
Yeah, that is a concern going forward, and because we actually have to chew through quite a bit of crop, it would seem to me, before we can get ending stocks in a position where any kind of a strong rally would occur.
It just seems very tough to see a real breakout super rally, you know, coming when we are looking at the size crop we're looking at, Dave.
So that begs the question: you go out to 15. And you got to start looking at those numbers, it seems to me, like right now, with some degree of urgency to see what you might want to do for marketing a year out.
Yeah, you know, and we're looking right here. We've seen $4 D's 15 corn this morning. We've got up to basically 973, 975 basically, or with next November beans. I think as we approach, if we do get a run back up to over $10 in the next November beans, some sort of protection is warranted.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December hard red winter wheat is 602 up 1, March 603.5 up 2, soft December 520 up 6.5, March 533.25 up 7, December corn 354 up 5.75, March is 367.5 up 5.75, July 383.5 up 5.5, November soybeans 959.25, now a half up 15.25, And July is 989 and a half, up 13 and a half. December soybean meal, 337.60, up 820. And December soybean oils, 31.74, up 4 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.